Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason, you guys got a lead in the game. In the third period, they got close. They didn't catch it, but they got close. So what were the differences maybe from when you played with the lead and then when they started getting close to you?
The teams are going to make plays. I mean, they're pushing. They're getting more aggressive. They're going to make plays. I thought we actually did a pretty good job. We gave them a couple chances. I mean, their first goal was, you know, I thought Dahls played that really well. He had a nice shot. You know, obviously, we would like to have the one back on the power play there. That shorthanded one was kind of self-inflicted there. But overall, I thought we played a pretty good period.
That five-minute power play, as you said, you had some self-inflicted things that happened, but then you guys killed two big penalties to be able to get over the hump, too, which was big for the team there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think there's times when you get a five-minute power play, you get a little complacent. Oh, okay, we're just going to – if it doesn't work on the first one, we'll get on the next, you know, shift out there. I don't think we had the right mentality. I think we were making plays that we normally don't make, and, you know, it cost us. So it was a great job by our penalty kill. I thought they were fantastic tonight, it was good to get that win.
Jason, what did you see on the hit on Tage?
I never saw it. I was on the ice. The puck came over to Hamilton, so I kind of went to angle Hamilton. It was obviously a late hit, so the puck was already gone and moving. And I think, you know, for me, I never saw the play, as you'll be able to see out there if you watch the replay. You know, I immediately turn, I'm looking. I thought it was a different guy. You know, it was really hard to tell. It happened quick.
You know, Jason was a guy who was running around in that game. He drilled you from behind on the fourth goal. I mean, how frustrating is that, you know, he gets tossed, you guys had no response on him, and he's gone and he's out of there.
Our response is we won. He can hit me from behind. We scored a goal. So, I mean, he made two plays that cost their team a win. So we'll take that all day. I mean, we can talk about responding, but you're not going to go do something that's going to cost our team a win when you don't know what happened. So I could have dropped my gloves and go try to fight someone, but I'm going to get a 2, a 5, and a 10 for instigating. I'm going to get kicked out of the game. If I respond differently after he hits me after my goal, I'm going to take a penalty, and that's going to cost us possibly. So a lot of the time, the best response is to not do anything. You know, I think it's a little bit different on the Tomer hit. I don't think anyone had a clear view of it. Talking to guys that weren't playing said even the broadcast didn't really catch it till late. You know, so it's easy to say there was no response, but personally, I disagree with that.
Jason, you've been teammates with some of the best players in the world. What's impressed you about Tage throughout this season?
Yeah, he's a special talent. I think he finds ways to score goals in a lot of different ways. I mean, people talk about his big shot, and of course he has that, but you know, his goal tonight, he goes to the, you know, drives to the paint, gets kind of a dirty rebound goal. He makes a lot of little plays. He's a big part of our team.
You guys have had a lot of good first periods this year. Was that one of the best today in terms of speed and the way you were driving play?
We'll say it's the best because we won. I think we had a couple others that were pretty darn good, and you know, we ended up losing. So I'll give you that.
But it seemed you learned your lessons too, because I think they beat you because of speed earlier in the year, and I thought you got the lead on them because of your speed.
You know, I think we are a different team than I think it's really easy to look back at Prague, which feels like it was about 3 years ago now, you know, say it was a different game. But I think they were a better team than us at that point in the season. You know, I think we've made some adjustments. We've become a better team since then, and I think it was a good showing for us tonight.